I shot you down, bang, bang. You hit the ground, bang, bang. That awful sound, bang, bang. I used to shoot you down.
Don't nobody wanna die, but everybody wanna ball. Somebody gotta go when them killers call. You know it's in us all, you just gotta find it and use it. You can get away with it if you don't abuse it. The streets talk, the beat small, cause that heat coming. And if they know that you did it, you better keep running. I think I see something, they go my enemy. Only Lord knows where this nigga finna be. To the key, still the price, this is real if you're looking. Might give it to you for five, depend on if I took it. Nigga, anything goes, my shop never closed. From the nickels and the dimes to the whole kilo. The real niggas feel me, the haters wanna kill me. But I'm holding down my city, me and this 9 million. Why you throwing bricks and hiding your hands, homie? I know where you hang. Ain't no thing for me to walk up and let that chopper go.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the fourth week of November, and this is your Minority Sports Report. As always, I'm Julian, anchored by Big Black.
What up, motherfuckers?
Elliot is still currently MIA because he's making money.
Money!
So he can live his life.
Live his life. Hey. Instead of chasing that, well,
he is chasing the dollar.
You sly devil, you.
So, anyway, this week, lots to talk about. We can talk about, what do you want to start with, John?
Let's start with some boring shit. Just fucking kidding! And talk about the New England Patriots, my home team, beating the place that I call home in the most epic of epic football games.
My Denver Broncos in a thriller of the year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Overtime, 31-34. New England Patriots have just beat the Broncos. We're coming hot off that
game. Yeah, hot off the game.
So our emotions are still running high. I'm still...
What the hell is that?
John's still pumped. I'm still a little, sad.
Yeah, man.
But, you know, the Pats may have won, but the real winner... America. Football-loving Americans.
Football is the real winner today, honestly, because that game was fucking amazing.
It was great, and for those of you, I don't know, the four who didn't watch the game, one, Dave. No, Dave probably watched the game, or at least some of the game.
Well, no, he relies on us to give him his shit.
Yeah, so maybe.
Ooh.
But, anyway, the Broncos got three turnovers. Went into halftime up 24-0.
Oh, yeah, the first three possessions for the Patriots. Wasn't it literally the first three? They were turnovers, man. And the Broncos scored 17 points off that shit.
Yeah.
And then, like he said, went up 24. Nothing in
so,
the halftime.
It was pretty sweet for us Broncos fans. I was like, hey, maybe they'll win. I didn't think they were going to win.
I'll give him that. He really did.
Going into this week, I was like, they're not going to win. There's no way they're going to win. It's just not going to happen.
I was hoping for a close game, and I was kind of pissed off because, like, you know, that it was a blowout at that point, 24-0. I'm like, man, I just want a game. I don't even care if they lose, man.
And you know? Then the second half started.
And we don't talk about it enough in this podcast, but second half adjustments are what great teams do and make shit happen. And that's what happened.
The Pats went on to score 21 unanswered points.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
28 unanswered points before the Broncos scored again.
That's right, because we had left. We had just left, yeah.
So the Pats had scored 28 to take the lead. The Broncos got the ball back, ended up scoring a touchdown to tie the game. After another, Broncos turned it over three times in the second half.
Yeah,
three
just
times.
Just like the Pats in the first.
So,
it really was a game of two halves. It really was.
It was the game
and
of
like,
two halves.
I hate that cliche, but like that shit really.
To Broncos force it to overtime, they get 3 minutes in. 3 minutes left in overtime. 3 minutes left.
Three.
Broncos make a stop. They stop the Pats.
Bullshit.
It was bullshit.
It was.
There was some bullshit calls. as a Broncos fan.
Non-calls.
Non-calls and bullshit calls.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Just,
you on know, both ends, though.
On both, but both ends, I don't know. It was a poorly officiated game, in my opinion. And I don't say that much about...
just let them play!
I'm not even going to just let them play. Just be fucking consistent with your goddamn calls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Seriously.
Because it's just like, if you're not going to call it, don't fucking call it. But if you are going to call it, fucking call it.
Fucking call it.
Don't pick and choose what fucking shit you're going to do. Anyway, so the ball gets kicked. Wes Welker is set to receive the punt. Waves off the ball. Tony fucking Carter, runs into the goddamn ball. At the, like, 15-yard line, Pats recover. They score a field goal. They win the game.
Game over!
Game over. So, undoubtedly, this game, we'll see the... Almost certainly, these two teams will meet again in January.
Yeah, barring some horrific shit on both ends, they're going to see each other in the playoffs.
It, you know. If not in the playoffs, then they're both going to be contending in the playoffs.
Well, yeah. Well, that's what I mean. Like, I... Who else, when it gets kind of going ahead, when it gets down to it, out of all the AFC teams, who do you think are going to make it to the championship game? I honestly think it's going to be Broncos and the Patriots. Unless, you know, because Kansas City, they can play, but they got injuries.
Yeah,
today.
They got injuries, but, and I don't know. It's
like
unless they're playing in Arrowhead, I don't know exactly. If their ability. And fuck, they lost today.
They lost it. They did. But we're still on Broncos, Patriots.
But let's look ahead to January. This has huge implications for seeding.
Yeah.
Because Broncos can't afford really to lose another game.
No, because where the Patriots now are in second place.
Yeah.
Because the Broncos and Kansas are tied for first, right?
Yeah, they're tied for first in their division, but Broncos win the tiebreaker because they've won a game.
Yeah.
So...
This is where it gets confusing, everybody.
All right.
We're going to get more confusing.
We're going to get into some technical playoffs talk.
Even in the future podcast, it's going to get even more confusing.
Well, once we talk about that, we can talk about the sixth seed in the AFC, and that's when it gets real super fucking confusing. But anyway.
yeah, I barely understand.
So Denver's currently in first place in playoff seedings. They have a better record than the Pats, but... If they have the same record, the Pats automatically take first place because they win the head-to-head matchup.
Yeah.
So this could mean that the Denver has to go back to Foxborough in January.
Which won't be a good look.
Will not. So this makes next week's game against Kansas City all the more important for the Denver Broncos. But we will get to that later.
There's also, you know, like...
Because New England's going to win their division. That's just
Yeah, it's the AFC East. Like, come on. Come on. You know, and if the Chiefs weren't being the Chiefs this year, it'd be the same shit with the Broncos. Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Easily going to take that division.
But either way, great fucking game.
Yeah, it was a great game. I'm so happy I get to wear this Patriots shirt again tomorrow.
I am disappointed he is wearing that Patriots shirt again tomorrow.
Yep. I don't even care. I get to smile, have this shit-eating grin on my face to everybody that was talking shit to me. Oh, there's going to be a blah, 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 blah. No. Because every year, Denver fans get delusional, and then you play a real team, and that team is usually the Patriots, and you lose. It didn't happen last season. It happened with fucking Baltimore, because Baltimore beat the Patriots. But Tim Tebow, before him, was fucking Cutler.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's just, I don't know. Speaking as a knowledgeable Broncos fan, I knew if it was going to be a win, it was going to be a tough win.
Oh, absolutely.
And
man.
Even
we said
at
that
halftime,
shit last week. Yeah.
Even at halftime, various Broncos fans were contacting me being like, we got this, this is so, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that was a very good half. That was a very good half. That's all I would leave it at. Because
Because that's what it was. It was a great half for the Broncos, fucking terrible half for the fucking Patriots.
And then
the second half was fucking great for the Patriots, terrible for the Broncos. And honestly, overtime, it was dead even until homeboy fucked up.
Yeah, it was a mistake. It was a stupid mistake.
Yeah.
That lost
whatever
the game.
Team made the mistake first lost the game. And
that happened to be the Broncos.
That's what happens with two great teams, man. Like, it was,
Yeah, but that showed, this game showed that there are two elite teams in the AFC, and those elite teams are the Broncos and the Patriots.
Yeah, there's no one else. Well,
the road to the AFC championship goes through Denver or Foxborough, mm-hmm. one of those two, if not both.
Because on paper, Kansas has a huge record, but they're not really like.
I mean, you can play.
Their players don't stack up.
No, and you know.
They really don't.
I'm sorry.
And that's my sleeper team. That's my sleeper team.
No, they play a good team outside of Arrowhead. They don't got a fucking shot.
Outside.
There. I said it, Casey. Come at me.
Come at me.
I'm at Julian C. Mitchell. It's not even fucking hard.
It's not even fucking hard. And we're at TMS Report. Holla. Twitter.
Whoop, whoop. Follow.
Follow.
But,
Yeah, that was, it was going to be a really long week.
It would have been a really long week.
Being the lone Pats fan in the sea of Denver people, it would have been a really long week.
But
there's one Pats fan that goes to the store, and I know I'll see that motherfucker tomorrow. He always comes like after Pats win, so that'll be cool. But other than that,
he works at the Texas Roadhouse. That guy.
I don't know.
It's got to be the same guy. It's the one fucking fan.
Yeah, one Pats fan. Oh yeah, but anyway.
It was a good game. And if you missed out, you missed out, man. It was as a football fan, you can't.
No, seriously, as football, like that was oof.
It's hard to get better than that.
Oh shit, the Cowboys won? I thought they lost that game.
No, they won. But we should talk about Thursday night.
Thursday, we're going back. That was the Saints and the Falcons.
Falcons lost again.
So they have the same record as Jacksonville?
And
what's the other team? The
Houston Texans, who are now tied for last place with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
That's so bad, man.
But anyway, Atlanta. WTF.
Yeah.
WTF Atlanta. I mean, I didn't pick you to win the NFC South, but
I totally did. And I will take that.
I believe Elliot picked them as well.
I think he did. Because come on, man. It was theirs to lose.
Tony Gonzalez was coming back. But I had faith in that Houdat Nation.
Said, I bought into the story. And I didn't use logic, honestly.
New Orleans quietly just winning games.
Yeah.
So
that's what they do now.
And then, I mean, they're going to win that division. There's no fucking way they're not.
That's what they do down there.
That's what they do. So there's not much to talk about, except the Atlanta is terrible and New Orleans is...
What was the score for that game?
17-13. It was at Atlanta, though.
Well, yeah, and the Saints...
Who dat say they're going to beat
go the marching. Saints? Go marching. Oh, in the Saints. Go marching. Yeah.
All right, so Free roll, what game you want to talk about next?
We can roll on just...
The loser market?
Nah, you know what? I kind of want to talk about the Jets because they beat the Patriots.
They beat the Patriots, but they've lost two in a row. This is the first time they've lost two in a row this season.
Baltimore kicked so many field goals to beat them down.
Let me look up the stats.
I know the score was 3-19. Obviously, Baltimore.
They scored a touchdown.
No, I know there was one touchdown, but... Okay, a field goal in the first, two in the second, one in the third, plus a touchdown, you know. These are your Super Bowl champions, everybody.
This is the Baltimore Ravens.
Your Super Bowl champs. Defending.
Everybody knew there was going to be a drop-off.
Yeah, of course. They had no business being there. But
they got hot. The Jets, for the first time, break the pattern of win-loss, win-loss, win-loss.
The Patriots...
Although I did pick them to win this week because they lost last week.
You know what's another thing? The Patriots haven't lost like two games in a row in a really long time. Which is fucking nuts. Because that shit was almost over. Yeah, I got to bring it back because that game was amazing. But we're going to go on to some losers. Yeah, this was the week of losers. Tampa Bay won.
Jacksonville won.
They
beat Houston. So, here's my question. Who is the worst team in the NFL?
Jacksonville at Houston.
Jacksonville at Houston.
Yeah.
Beat Houston. Beat Houston 13-6. So, my question to you, John. Out of the 2-9 teams, and there are three of them. There are Houston, Jacksonville, Atlanta. Who is the worst?
Wait. Damn, Tampa Bay's not in there anymore?
No, because Tampa Bay's won three games.
That's right. They did win today. Shit. Tampa Bay. I mean, Houston.
Atlanta.
I'm going to say It's definitely not Jacksonville, because Jacksonville has been winning as of late.
Yeah.
It's two games, but they're on a positive trend. The fucking Falcons and the goddamn Texans haven't won. Well, the Texans haven't won since week two. And I think the Falcons had, like, was like a win, then like a loss, then a win, and then like that was it, or some stupid shit like that. I'm going to have to go with the Texans, because it's been, I think their losing streak has been, it's been longer. They've lost more games than Atlanta has in a row, so I'm just
And Jacksonville.
And Jacksonville. You know, I'm going to have to go with the Texans.
Yeah, because they've lost 9 in a row now.
That's bad, man. That is bad.
And Jacksonville only lost 8 in a row.
Yeah, and then they won 2. That's bad, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's so easy to rag on the Jacksonville Jaguars. It really is. But now that there are two other teams with the same fucking record than them, it's just like Atlanta.
It's fucking crazy.
Atlanta is insane. And then just Houston. I mean, those were good teams last season.
Exactly.
It's not
playoff
like,
team.
It's not like anybody was like, oh, Jacksonville, that there's the team. There's the team.
Yeah, and, it's...
So, fuck, man.
I'm going with the Texans.
I'm going to go with Atlanta, because I think they... It's just too crazy to me. You have that much fucking talent. Granted, their two wide receivers are both, like, fucking injured, and they've had some, like...
Well, yeah.
But it's like, you know...
who hasn't at this point in the season,
yeah, honestly? I mean, I don't know. Matt Ryan can't get you more than two fucking wins.
Which is fucking crazy, man, because Matt Ryan is better than what they are right now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's just what I'm saying. I think Atlanta is the worst team in the NFL right now.
No, nah. Like I said, I'm going strictly off the numbers with Houston. Fucking... 9 in a row, man.
No, I mean, that's bad.
That's fucking bad, man. That's some.
But
like...
I think Atlanta, I think, I don't know, that's...
Jacksonville beat them in their home.
Yeah, Jacksonville fucking beat you. It's not like you were in London or
Texans,
something.
Texans, man, I don't know, Doug. Like, it's not Jaguars. We can agree.
The Jaguars, only two wins have come from division rivals, too, yeah. Which is nuts.
Yeah, it is. Like, so it's not the Jaguars, but yeah, it's a toss-up. Any given Sunday, just flip a coin. It's either Houston or fucking Atlanta. Because, you know.
Either way, both of those teams lost today.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of both of those teams lost, let's jump to that division where no one won a game.
No one. The NFC North.
Because one game ended in a fucking tie.
Yes, we got our first tie of our year at Minnesota at Green Bay.
Green Bay, Minnesota, 26-26?
26-26 at Lambeau Field. The legendary Lambeau Field. They both scored a field goal in overtime.
Well, yeah, they got the on the first possession, and then they followed up with that shit. Oh shit, that was a mean hit. But yeah, the I can't believe I explained to my girlfriend what a tie was today in the NFL, because she watched the end of the Broncos game with us. Broncos Pats.
Very excitedly, I might add.
Yeah. She was pumped. But she had asked about, like, oh, what are the rules and yada, yada, yada. And she's like, oh, so when does it happen? And actually, it happened fucking tonight. And it better not happen again, because I would be really mad. And thankfully, it didn't. Because once again, I'm bringing it back. The Patriots came through with OT. Handing the Broncos their second loss, because that's what New England teams do, Denver teams. That was a post on Facebook. And if you wanted more, you're obviously listening. So thank you. We appreciate that. Tell your friends.
Thank you.
Tell your friends.
If you enjoy this during a jog or in the shower or whatever you
want. Yeah.
Whenever you listen to
podcasts.
If you're
on the goddamn train. You know what? If you're on the public transport right now, just look at somebody. Just look at somebody and just laugh. Just laugh. Either that or just like give them a sourpuss face. Mean mug them. Because what the fuck do they know? You're listening to the greatest goddamn podcast on the planet Earth.
About sports.
About, yeah, well, yeah.
Anyway.
About Denver Boston.
Here's my question for you. Who's going to make that sixth seed in the AFC? Because we know it's going to be Denver, New England, probably 1-2. Maybe KC, depending on how next week goes.
Right, exactly. That's the thing, too. Like, Next week is huge, too.
Oh, next week is fucking huge because both teams are coming off big losses.
Big losses, exactly. So it's like...
Oh, wait. Let's talk about KC.
Yeah, let's talk about Kansas. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That was my fault. That was my fault. I jumped the gun on that. Let's end the... Let's talk about how KC lost again this week.
Kansas City.
Now, I hate Phillip Rivers. My detest for Phillip Rivers is well documented. But today I was rooting my heart out.
Yeah, he was.
For Phillip Rivers.
It was kind of sickening, honestly. I'm like, what the fuck is going on, man?
No, it was hilarious. Phillip Rivers threw a pass to Danny Woodhead for a touchdown, which is good for me because I got Woodhead in fantasy, so there's that.
Right.
But I went, yes! And I only do that when it's a team I really care about. And John looks at me and goes, what are you fucking rooting for, Sandy? Oh, right, I'm in Denver.
Yeah, man, that shit threw me off hard. So I'm like, who the fuck cares about Kansas City? And the goddamn... Oh, yeah. I remember now. That was a pretty high-scoring game, honestly. 41-38.
Who knew the Chiefs could score 38 points?
Who knew the fucking Chargers could finish a game?
Yeah.
You know, but...
Another good game.
Yeah, it was a good game, man. It really was. Like, fuck, there was...
Alex Smith, 26 for 38, 294 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. Phillip Rivers, 27 for 39, 392 yards.
That's fucking crazy.
3 TDs. Both quarterbacks threw for 3 touchdowns. That is a good game.
3 touchdowns, and this motherfucker almost threw for 400 yards, man. That is crazy.
Yeah, Mr. Rivers.
Today, Mr. Rivers, you'll get a thumbs up. From Julian.
From me.
Because
you beat I still don't like rivals. That you have 8 fucking kids. That grosses me the fuck out.
Let's make another baby. We beat the Chiefs, baby. Whoa.
What does your wife do other than being pregnant? Like, what does she do? Because I can't imagine you've been married for, like, you know, more than, like, 10 years. That's like a baby a year.
Ugh. After those 6 weeks or whatever it is after you can't have sex after a baby... He's all in there.
Man, it's gotta be like a pencil fucking through a mine shaft. After 8 kids walk through that shit.
Ugh. No, no, no. 7 or maybe 6 walk through, but not the first one. The first one was squeezed out.
He had to make the path. It's like blasting through the Rocky Mountains.
Somebody's gotta go first. It's just smooth sailing for the rest of them.
So why do you think the Chiefs lost? Chiefs lost at home, which is to the Chargers.
They lost because of the fucking penalties.
Penalties?
That's why they were winning. Chargers had, what, 3 pass interferences and 4 plays? Got them in the end zone, they scored a touchdown, they took the lead. It was theirs, you know, and then they did a pass interference, got them first down. For the Chargers, and Phillip Rivers threw one of the most amazing passes that I've seen in a very long time.
Phillip looked like Phillip from 3 years
ago. Yeah, it was crazy awesome. Just like perfect pass. Like, damn, this is why these motherfuckers get paid like that.
Yeah.
You know? And it was just like, they beat themselves. They really did.
You think it was hangover from last week? You think they're looking too much forward next week?
No. I think they just got lazy. Oh, the game's almost over. You know.
Either way, this sets up for an epic showdown at Arrowhead Stadium. This game is going to decide who wins the AFC West, basically. Yeah,
it does.
Because both of their schedules are super soft after this.
It's going to be the Broncos, I really think.
I hope so.
But we got to check the injury reports.
Because I am unlike most Broncos fans. I am very pessimistic.
Yeah, but it's... You know, but you're pessimistic at the right times because whenever you feel like you're going to be let down by your team, they do. They let you down. And I can say that just from watching sports with you for the better part of a year now. You know, it's just like, you know, it doesn't matter because they're going to fucking blow the game. Ah, fuck! You know, then he just walks off and then come back like 45 seconds later on his cell phone talking shit to somebody. You know, it's just like, whatever. That's what it is because... I don't understand that because of where I came from. Just being from Boston, man. It's always been a sports team. Town. I don't know. But it's checking the injuries, man, because there were a lot of injuries for the Broncos in tonight's game against the Patriots. But I also know that there were injuries for the Chiefs, too. So depending on, like, you know,
yeah, Holly got all shook up.
There was another one of their big men went down. It was terrible for, like, you know, it was just like, you won, you lost, and you lost players for both teams. Actually, shit sucks.
We can call someone season.
Oh, we're calling someone season?
I'm calling the Giants season.
It's over.
I'm saying it's over.
The Giants season is done.
Hope they had to be Dallas today. They had to be Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
Today.
No, yeah, that's right, man. They had to be them.
They had to be Dallas today. And
that's... Ooh, the Giants, man.
The Giants, their season is done. If Jim Lampley was calling the fight for the Giants, he would say, it's all over. They're stopping the fight. It's done. Giants, start planning for your next year's picks. Start planning for who you're going to keep and who you're going to fight.
Fuck, they're 1-3 in divisional games, man.
No, they had to win that game. They had to win that game.
That's bad.
They had to.
Dallas is 4-0. I can't fucking believe that.
Dallas is 4-0. So Dallas is very much... Look, fuck,
they
man.
Won the game. They're 6-5, so that means they've won the game that they need to win.
Yeah.
Honestly. Dallas... With the rest of the fucking NFC East shit in the bed like they are.
Whatever. It's Dallas and Philly.
Yeah.
It's a two-team race. And do they play again this season?
I don't know. We got to pull up.
I think almost positive they do because of the way Goodell usually does it.
Let me pull up this shit. I pull up the Giants right now.
Dallas plays Philly at Dallas, last game of the season.
Oh, really?
It could come down to that game. Huh. The way the NFC East is.
Yeah. Ridiculous shit.
I mean, New York had a shot. New York had a shot, yeah, because their division is bad enough.
21-24.
But if they didn't win this game, they're done. That's it.
I can't believe...
New York, you're out. You're out like Jacksonville's out. You're out like fucking Houston is out. You're like out like fucking Atlanta's out.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no way in hell you can turn it around.
Because you ain't in the AFC. If you're 5-6 in the AFC, you got a shot at that final playoff shot. Playoff spot.
In the AFC?
Yeah.
5-6?
5-6. Right now, I think, fuck, man. I think, what, Tennessee would get in or something like that.
Hold up. Yeah, hold on. I pulled it. Okay. 5-6. The Jets are 5-6. The Dolphins are 5-6. Chargers are 5-6. Steelers are 5-6. Ravens are 5-6. Tennessee's 5-6. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, if you're 5-6 in the AFC, you have a shot at that second wild card.
Yeah, it's crazy how many teams are in that fucking, like, whew.
Yeah, because right now, I think it's Tennessee would get in because they have the best, like, tie-breaking, like, shit. So, which is nuts, because they'll lose whatever, against whatever fucking team they play.
Yeah, because...
Well, at this point...
They're not beating the Patriots, they're not beating the fucking Broncos.
No,
Tennessee's... I don't think they're going to beat the Bengals, and they're definitely not going to beat the Colts.
So it's probably going to be Bengals-Colts. Those are going to be the third, fourth seed. So they're going to play either the Broncos or the Chiefs. Because whoever is in second place in the AFC West is going to get that first wild card spot.
Yeah.
That's how it's going to go. And then so that second wild card spot is open to any 5-6 team at this moment, which includes the Jets, Miami, Pittsburgh, yeah. Baltimore, Tennessee, San Diego.
I think that's it.
Oakland's a game out. Oakland's 4-7. So Oakland, I would put Oakland in the mix too.
But
you're looking at 1-2.
All those teams we just named are better than Oakland, though. Every single one of those teams.
6-7. That's 8 teams in the hunt.
But every single one of those teams is better than Oakland.
Every one of those teams is better than Oakland. But I'm just saying, that's 8 teams for that final.
No, it is crazy, man.
And that's nuts. And it's just like...
The AFC is so weak. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The AFC has the elite teams.
And then everybody else.
And then everybody else.
There's no competition. There's competition, but come on.
But
come on.
Anyway, so who's gonna take that final spot?
If you had to
make a choice right now, because I'm gonna choose one today. If you are,
I don't know. If I choose one, it's just gonna be a random ass guess.
All right, think about it for next week.
I will.
Because next week that'll be the big question.
Yeah.
All right. Any other games you really want to talk about?
Not really. I don't really care. I'm just going to run through the scores. So Steelers beat the Browns 27-11. The Rams beat the Bears 42-21. Let's see. We got that. Panthers beat the Dolphins 20-16. Titans beat the Raiders 23-19. Cardinals smashed the Colts 40-11.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
Broncos, obviously, Patriots 31-34, and tomorrow, 49ers, Skins. Who you got?
You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to pick Colin Kaepernick and the 49ers.
You got me. So I was like, you better not say Washington. You crazy motherfucker.
Oh, come on. Who would pick Washington?
Washington?
The worst of the worst division?
Yeah, no. He's 49ers all day on that one. That's going to...
Although, I guess you could make the argument that the AFC South is the worst division in football, not the NFC East.
Yeah, who cares? Fuck the NFC.
I mean...
I'm an AFC supporter. Ooh. AFC lover? What?
What? What? What?
All right.
All right, so I want to talk a little bit about a little disappointment I had this week. Lindsey Vonn... tore her, I think, MCL.
MCL? Didn't MCL. She tear that shit like a couple years ago?
Yeah, but she fucked up her knee. I'm not entirely sure how. But I'm a little disappointed. What with the Olympics coming up, that gives us, I think, a worse shot.
Winter Olympics.
Winter Olympics.
Because people in Colorado love this shit.
We don't love it.
Nope, everybody goes skiing. Everybody. All of even us. Me.
Yep,
I go skiing.
We just strap skis to John's feet. Yep. And we're like, go!
Oh, this shit is amazing!
Yeah, he's like those fucking Ricola ads, but a black guy on skis.
Yeah, but it's like a black mask. Just
whatever, John. We're gonna have to talk about the Winter Olympics once they're together.
Oh, that's fine. I like the Winter Olympics. I love bobsledding. I love curling.
Curling. John does. Honestly,
I love curling.
John's all about curling.
It's really fucking weird how much I love curling. That's like my shit. I will watch curling if it's on ESPN2. Because it's never on ESPN.
No, because why would you take up valuable real estate with that?
Oh yeah, oh, I love that
but
shit.
But Lindsey Vonn is probably going to be out and...
Yeah, that sucks, though.
I mean, that sucks for, you know...
Team USA.
Team USA, Ski USA.
Yeah, that's what it is, Ski US.
Ski US.
Yeah.
And it's bad, so I just wanted to bring that to light. I didn't really, you know... I won't care once the Olympics are over.
Oh, no. Why would you?
No. Because once every 4 years, I care about sports I would never otherwise care about.
Like boxing.
Boxing, figure skating. Motherfucker, I love figure skating.
I'm just kidding. Figure skating is the shit and boxing's cool, but we should talk about boxing because I think Manny Pacquiao had a fight over the weekend.
He did? Question mark?
You know, because I love boxing so much. I'm pretty sure
we talked about MMA. Let's talk about boxing.
Yeah, no, I'll give boxing its fair share, you know.
What? Okay, here's my question. Was it Manny Pacquiao versus Floyd Mayweather?
Of course not, silly.
No, because that's the only fight anybody cares about.
Nuh-uh. Everybody loves boxing about people that's not Floyd Mayweather or Manny Pacquiao.
Brandon Rios? Who the fuck is Brandon Rios?
That guy. Yeah, so Manny Pacquiao beat him, right?
Yeah, Manny Pacquiao won in a unanimous decision.
Decision, not knockout.
No.
Honestly, I don't care anymore. I'm done about boxing. See you later. Unless you want to, you know, you want to get all Asian on him and shit.
Well, whatever. I don't agree with his views towards homosexuality.
No, me either.
You know, whatever.
But whatever. That's why I don't support his fucking boxing career.
Whatever. Hey-o. There's one fight I, as a casual sports fan, would be kind of interested in watching. And that's Floyd Money Mayweather versus Manny Pac-Man Pacquiao.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I'd fucking buy that pay-per-view in a heartbeat.
Everybody wants to see it. It's never going to happen.
Yeah.
So here's my diatribe about boxing. Here's what you need to do, boxing. You need to form one league that rules everything, the American Boxing League or some shit like that, and have like three divisions or however many weight classes, and there's like one champion for that class, and he fights all the other guys and defends his championship.
But how will they fix fights if there's not a million belts?
I understand that, and that's the problem. It's hard to fix fights when you're a legitimate sport. So here, you do that boxing, I guarantee you, people will love you again. But until you do that, nobody's going to care because you're not giving me the fights I want to see. Fuck, man. You know what? The NFL gives me what I want to see every fucking week.
Yeah. Honestly, it really does.
And every year they give me Manning versus Brady.
Yep.
And I want that shit.
It's always good.
And it's always good.
Fucking, you know, and like, that's the thing. Like, if boxing, people that love boxing don't understand. Oh, boxing's not dead. Yes, it fucking is.
Yeah, no.
It's not dead because that's what you do and that's what you love, you know, and you like that shit, and that's fine. I'm not knocking
that. Or you're from Mexico.
You know, I'm not knocking that shit, you know, but it's like, yo, the kids today, they want to elbow somebody.
No, they won't. They want to MMA.
They want to choke somebody out.
Guys who would otherwise be into boxing are into MMA.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. There's people still in boxing, obviously, because boxing.
Yeah, but there are still people into, like, I don't know, Beanie Babies. It doesn't make them like.
Jazz. Ew. Ew. I love jazz, some of it.
I would kind of agree with the previous statement.
Ew.
Jazz music. It's just, you know, there's good music. And then the musicians all look at each other like it's a big fucking joke. And then they laugh and they're like,
ha ha ha. You see what I just did on my piano here?
And we just as an audience are like, that sounded like crap. But technically,
I was in a jazz band, so I can talk shit about jazz music all I want.
I've just listened to a lot of jazz.
That's like saying the N-bomb, being black. I can't believe I just said the N-bomb. That's fucking retarded.
Oh, I'm wearing off on you, John.
The N-bomb, because I'm black, bitch. Yeah.
Anyway, that's how you fix boxing.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with that, man.
Just one governing body who's like, these are the weights. These are the champions within the weights. And, you know, that's how it goes.
That's how it goes.
So, I haven't been following basketball.
Nope. I know the Celtics beat the Hawks. It was weird. I don't know how they won.
I'm pretty sure the Nuggets will remain in NBA purgatory. Maybe even make the playoffs this year. Get bounced out the first round.
Get a good draft pick.
Woo! That's what we do, baby! Which is awful. I was kind of hoping they'd tank the season so we'd at least have a shot at that game changer.
I'm like, man, look at the Celtics, man. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. They're tanking the season.
Oh, they're tanking. Whatever. It's just like, it's so awful. Because it's just like, I'm sick of this. Just have a few awful seasons. Like three awful seasons.
Yeah, man.
High draft picks.
Yep.
And those are game changers. Because the guys in the second of the middle of the second round, I'm sorry, this ain't football.
Every once in a while, you'll get a Jeremy Lin.
Oh, yeah, because he's doing great things right now. Yeah. Everyone's buying Jeremy Lin jerseys down in Houston. That's why they brought Dwight in.
Yep, Dwight jerseys all day, bitch.
Anyway.
Give me those Dwights.
I haven't been following. I think the Nuggets won a couple games, which I'm disappointed about because, like I said, they will remain in purgatory.
Just tank the goddamn season. Do us all a favor, eh?
Avalanche won their last few games. That's what I've been following, so that's good. I don't know how the Bruins are doing.
They've been all right. I think middle of the pack, though. So. I mean, you know what?
We can look it up.
Yeah, I'm just going to look that up.
Hold on 1 second.
That's cool.
Oh. But.
I picked Netflix.
So we're not going to look that up. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. As always, follow us on Twitter at TMS Report. And hit us up.
Hit us up. Follow us.
Follow us. I'm at Julian C. Mitchell.
And I'm at the Beatnik. Fuck you.
That's 13.
Oh, sorry. That's not the whole name.
That's at 13.
At 13, eat, N-I-K. That what the hell does that mean?
That was not our best ending.
I don't give a shit.
We're done.
That's what I mean. I don't care. If you know me, you know me.
Out.